GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. One of our pen pals, Larry, writes to us in our conversation with Jim Lorek, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. He's behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A.
You've got mail.
I doubt this is really about energy. This is more about subsidies. And then Larry writes with big capital letters, follow the money, a comment that is parenthetically flanked by $8 signs. We talked specifically about what could be sunflowers in Aroostook County. Is it about subsidies? Jim, I don't know if you have a reaction to Larry's email.
No, that's there's always something hidden. It's not what they come out with and said, geez, we want to help farmers or we want to help the environment by making some natural oils. It's always about something hidden. It's about how do I get reelected again. It's always about how do we get money for our campaign coffers. It's those are the things. Or how do I make myself look good so I can say, oh, I put in a bill for that. I put in a bill for this. No matter what the problem is that you talk to about with legislators, oh, yeah, I put in a bill for that. They didn't fight for it, or they just put in a bill, and they're one of the 2,500 bills. Do you think we need over 200 bills, let's say, on energy, or 2,500 bills or whatever it is this year?
Think of all the paper and the toner we could save for not having to print them out, even though I'm sure some of them are just viewed electronically now.
But here's the thing. All these bills, he goes through a dozen a day of all these bills, you know, that each one of them, like I said, would take a utility company a year to study over and get all the facts and get all the numbers and do all the economics and environmental studies and system studies and you name it. Mm. And these people here just go down through there, boom, 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 one after another. But remember, the thing that the utility companies didn't have that they have is that they get some people come in and give a 3-minute dissertation on the subject matter. Mm.
Professor Emeritus of Economics and Public Policy from the University of Maine, Machias, John Reisman, writes to us, answering his own question, how much global warming was averted by net energy billing? And then he writes, none. I don't know if you can really pinpoint. Well, that's what the professor says.
No, it's nothing that you could ever express on a pie chart, unless you had a electron scan microscope to be able to see a line that fine.
And finally, Sharky writes to you, Jim, what, I'm just going to read it like it's written. That's what we do on some mornings. Jim, what is it with these people that just keep kicking Maine in the nuts? Any capitalized nuts, yep. N-U-T. No, it's not a bad word. George, I don't have to hit the 7-second delay on the word nuts, is it?
No.
No? You don't think?
It's not a technical word.
No. Who was the general that was told to surrender and he wrote back nuts?
That was in World War II.
Wasn't Eisenhower.
Patton?
Patton.
No, it wasn't Patton. No. But I'll give it to you.
Oh, we got to find it now.
Yeah. It was at Battle of the Bulge, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was out that week, John. While you're looking that up, Rick, let me just read you some of these big long list, page after page of bills. Okay,
General McAuliffe, maybe
an act to
us. Yes, General Anthony McAuliffe.
Yeah.
The phrase "nuts" was spoken in response to a German surrender ultimatum.
He said, "Tell them nuts."
Tell them nuts. Do you think that's really what he said, or do you think that a history over time is kind of?
I think that worked.
Yeah. No, coming from a good Army man that won the war, I'll accept it.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right. So we have.
By the way, read your list, and then I'm going to let you know that I reached out to State Senator Stacey Guerin on the status of her bill, and I'll let you know where it is. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike Sobolewski wrote in to me here too, and saying that it's up today, I believe.
Really?
Well, his bill is. Hers and his were the ones that were held over together. So I assume they might be taking both up.
So one's in the House, one's in the Senate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here, an act to establish the Department of Energy Resources, an act regarding energy fairness. George, how could you possibly not vote for a bill that says an act to regarding energy fairness? Okay.
You're right.
An act governing concerning energy, utilities, and technology. Well, that's pretty broad. An act regarding the energy policy of the state of Maine, right? The list just keeps going on and on. Like I said, I don't know if there's more than 100 or between 100 and 200 bills, but these, not single one of them, other than LD32 that I could see, is going to lower our costs, but every single one of them is going to expand on the size of government. The energy's governor's energy office grew from 2 people full-time to 22. The PUC constantly hires new people. The public advocate's office, Efficiency Maine, all these government programs constantly exploding and growing. All that money's coming out of ratepayers, which we haven't even talked about yet. There is nothing I can see where it's making things simple, making things more efficient, making things cost less. Everything is in the opposite direction, and as it gets more and more complicated, these people know less and less, and they're in a position now where there's nothing that can fix any of this stuff other than full repeals like Stacey Guerin has in LD32.
Maybe we should do like that Seinfeld episode, and instead of doing everything we should do, let's do everything that we know we shouldn't do and watch for a better outcome. State Senator Stacey Guerin replies to the comment I sent to her. Good morning, Senator. Curious to the status of your bill to repeal net energy billing. She writes, it's still alive, ! They are carrying it over to January.
Oh my God! Yeah, so that's the only bill that has that is that should be.
Well, what about Mike Sobolewski's bill?
Nope, Mike's bill is too detailed and doesn't get to the point. This is simple.
You're going to be very upset with me for this.
All right.
Mike Sobolewski on line 3. Is your bill too detailed?
Well, I appreciate that. I do. The bill was the one that Jim and I had talked about early on putting in. It repealed 1711, and that was the intent of it, to get it back, get rid of net energy billing by repealing the law that instituted it, that put it in.
Now, is it up today? That's what you indicated to Jim in a text, and he indicated to us. We're not sure what's going on.
Yes, it is. It's up today for work session, so they'll discuss it in the committee. They'll vote on it today. And it's up at 2:30 today, I believe.
I worked with Mike on that bill early on, but I think it became a little too complex, whereas Stacey is very short, sweet, to the point. That it just repeals LD 1711, period. Now, Mike was concerned, although if they don't go for that, he wants to have other provisions to try and dampen it down. My position is, we go for a full repeal, we should, as Republicans, and then if they want to pull off another Mark Lawrence bill again this year like they did last year, remember, listeners out there, Mark Lawrence put in a bill last year that was going to fix net energy billing. How well did that work for us?
Okay, well, hang on a second. Mike Sobolewski, state representative, the Republican of Phillips, with a bill that has a work session today. Work session or public hearing, Jim? Mike, I just want to make sure I heard correctly.
It's in the work session.
Work session, okay. Would a bill that is just straightforward, repeal it, is that going to even begin to garner the traction from the other side of the aisle for passage? Whereas your bill, which may be complicated, but might seek some middle ground, have more of a chance?
Well, we don't know what's going on. This is the third time in a row. Well, early on in, after the public hearing, they did work session on the other net energy bills and kept mine and Senator Guerin's, and they've tabled it over and over again. So they've got something in mind, Rick. I just don't know what it is. And it's going to be interesting today to sit down to hear what they have to say.
Oh, no. Well, I think what Mike's saying is that what they're up to is that they're holding off on these two bills that were there. They can hopefully come up with what they're going to consider some kind of a compromise where we won't screw the public quite as bad. And then they'll say, well, Mike, we can't get the support for your bill. So we're going to go with this one that won't screw the public quite as bad. So you should jump on board to at least help the public out some rather than not at all.
That's right, Jim. Exactly.
Okay.
Remember, I talked about this, how they compromise down there. You remember I used the example of the kid that gets beat up by a bully every day in school, and then his father comes home one day and says, "Well, son, I went and confronted your bully, and we compromised. He's only going to beat the snot out of you 3 days a week instead of five," right? And that's the way they compromise. That's what those compromises are down there. All right, public, we compromised, and we're only going to screw you to $260 million a year instead of $360 million.
It feels so good when it stops hurting. Mike, I don't know what time you plan on getting up tomorrow morning, but I think looking at the calendar, we got an opening. It's an early time slot. If you wanted to, if you felt like, if your phone worked at 6:07 a.m. tomorrow morning for a quick call to the program, and then let people know what happened with the hearing on your net energy billing bill, would love to give you that time tomorrow morning if you're interested.
That's great. I'll call in then, Rick.
I do have a question for Mike, and that is, have you heard from your complaint that you filed with Pam Bondi yet, other than they acknowledge it, they got it?
Nope. I sent that to Senator Collins' office. Senator Collins' office came back and told me that it had been sent to the AG and to the White House as well, and we received confirmation. But the Attorney General, according to that executive order by the President, had 60 days to report back on her findings in all the states. So I'm sure they're pretty busy. I'm just glad we're on the list to be looked at.
State Representative Mike Sobolewski, the Republican of Phillips. George, you and guest co-host Andy Neff will be talking with Mike following up on the hearing today on his net energy bill tomorrow morning at 6:07. You're okay for that, George?
Oh, you're not in tomorrow.
That's why I said guest co-host Andy Neff. Yes.
Okay. Where are you going?
Not the time to talk about it, George.
Okay.
But thanks. Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk to you.
See you, Mike. We'll talk to you
tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
I like the fact that we can talk one-on-one with the decision makers, the policy makers that we talk about on the radio, that can respond to our text messages, dial in, and we can bring people like the latest. Jim, thank you for that.
Hey, you're very welcome.
You got a couple more text messages, a couple more emails coming into you in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Glenn writes to us, if government is involved, it will cost us money. Farmers are smart enough to know which crops will be profitable.
That's
a good point.
Don't think that farmers up there say, oh, gee, I don't know what to do. I've only been farming for, my family's been in it for 216 years. You know, I think we need to have Trace do it, put in a bill for sunflowers. Okay. Emergency.
Okay. Sunflowers are pretty.
Okay.
And they're growing.
There is something to be said for what is going to be a crop rotation.
Well,
so there could be a time when we're not going to grow the round whites. So put in the sunflowers. It'll be fine. And then use that for whatever.
They grow sunflowers now. They know all about that. Tell me a farmer that has more than 1 acre of land that doesn't know about crop rotation. You know, they do it. They lived it, ate, drank, and slept it, carried it on from generation to generation. This is not an emergency.
And my cousins Brent and Bruce know that, and my grandfather Jack knew that as well. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.